KQED.
So these disasters, like the fires burning in the North Bay, don't just create smoke and destroy homes and neighborhood. They create major disruptions to normal ways of life and emotions that are new and hard to cope with. This is of particular concern for Andrew Bailey. He's the CEO of Anova, a school in Santa Rosa that specializes in teaching children with autism. It was destroyed by the Tubbs fire. KQED's Devin Katayama reports.
Andrew Bailey is showing me pictures of his school, taken on Monday when the fire hit Santa Rosa. The school's attached to the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, which was also damaged.
Our front door used to be right over here on the far north side of the building. That's what the front door now looks like.
It's burned almost beyond recognition. Bailey says they're still in the assessment phase. The first priority is making sure all staff and all 125 student families are safe. Some staff members have lost homes, but he hasn't heard of any injuries. There's something else that's on Bailey's mind: the emotional needs of his students. Autism is a developmental disorder that impacts the ability to communicate and interact. Often big changes, like a disaster, are hard for them to deal with.
We have students who experience anxiety and depression occasionally, sometimes fairly regularly, even without a fire event such as this. So those types of students will have a real problem with losing their school.
Bailey is organizing a meeting with families and staff to go over how to support the kids. For example, having a favorite stuffed animal or an iPad around as a distraction. Then there's the question of how to talk to students about what's happening.
What we do is to make sure we keep this simple and not try to explain a whole bunch to these kids other than this is a dangerous situation, but life is full of danger and your family is here.
Thankfully, Anova has this kind of community support. Bailey says local school districts have even reached out to lend them space while they figure out how to rebuild. But what about all the other people with developmental challenges who don't have that kind of support? This is something Richard Ruge thinks a lot about. Ruge was working with persons with disabilities years back and realized nobody was helping them think about how to prepare for disasters.
I thought when I started off, there was a crew of people that were going to come to serve us. And there's just these thousands of people running around Sonoma County that are going to protect us if a disaster were to happen. I learned that wasn't the case.
Now he leads a group called Disaster Preparedness for Vulnerable Populations. The group works with Sonoma County's Office of Emergency Services. Ruge has made it his goal to educate people, especially people who are disabled or elderly, about the importance of preparing themselves for disasters.
Some people are on dialysis. Some people have oxygen tanks and things like that. So they really need to work with their neighbors and let everyone know what needs to happen if a disaster were to strike.
Ruge says there's no system in place to keep track of people with special needs during an emergency, and he's concerned that many of the hundreds of people who are unaccounted for could be these vulnerable people he's tried to serve. I'm Devin Katayama, KQED News.